Welcome back to Pocahontas, Mix 101.7 KAYL. We're also along the World Wide Web at stormlakeradio.com. Chris Bachman, joined now by Pocahontas area senior Ellie Ruffridge, who earlier tonight scored 31 points and became the state's all-time leading scorer with 2,774 points now and counting. As you look forward to the postseason run, you try and defend your 3A state championship. It starts Saturday night here at home against Clarion Goldfield. Ellie, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, first of all, tell me about your day. I mean, because there was so much media hype, as there should have been.
Uh-huh.
A lot of television stations, myself here representing Mix 101.7, a lot of newspaper, all types of media here. You were followed throughout the day by Iowa Public Television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did the day seem really, really long to get the tip off, or how did your day go?
At the beginning of the day, it started out like a routine. Got ready, went to school, and then as the day went on, you know, I had people following me around. My phone started blowing up with like Twitter and Instagram notifications and texts. And it felt like the game just wouldn't come. I was like, I just want to play and just kind of get the record over with and just enjoy the moment with my team. And when it happened, it was incredible, something really special.
You know, you just answered one of my questions. I can only imagine what your phone is like on any given day, but today, I mean, it as you said, was blowing up. How many family members were here, and maybe who traveled the farthest distance to witness this event tonight?
My aunt and my three cousins came all the way from Hudson, Wisconsin. It's about, I don't know, five and a half hour
yep.
drive.
Mm-hmm.
I had family from all over the place come. It was really special to see them because, I mean, they have busy schedules just like the rest of us. So to have them here really meant a lot.
Yeah, it's not like it's a Friday or Saturday night. Here we are on a Tuesday night, February 7th, 2017. Do you remember that first game you played as a freshman?
A little bit.
You know, it was really nice, really nice, I thought. Some nice gestures that the girls' union, they had several representatives here this evening and had a special moment for you after the game, a pink pair of shoes. I thought it was just hilarious. They gave you 2,754 pieces of bubble gum or however many pieces it was. I thought that was a really cool touch.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it at all, but when it happened, it was special, and I'm sure I'll be sharing gum with all of my classmates and teammates
tomorrow, huh? And how about this fan base for Pocahontas area? I heard they were lined up already at 3:30 this afternoon. The doors weren't open till 4:30,
yeah.
But everybody was still here.
Yeah, during the school day, there would be people coming in, reserving their seats, and there'd be towels and just things lined up, and it was crazy to see it all happening. And then they had to lock the doors because people wanted to come early and get their seats so they wouldn't get taken.
Yeah, it was cold outside. Stand outside.
It was good for our JV girls to play in that kind of an atmosphere, mm-hmm. because that will be them next year. So I think it meant a lot for them. But just to have everybody in the community coming out and supporting us tonight on senior night, it means a lot to us because we've spent a lot of hard work and time in this gym. So.
Yeah, you know, I read an article here recently that the Des Moines Register did on you, and it just really brought home to me how much this gym means to you. How many hours, this is like your second home. Maybe this is your safe haven for you,
Ellie. Oh, it is, definitely. If I had a bad game or just an overall bad day, this is where I'd go. I can't tell you how much it means to me, and I'm really going to miss this place next year. But from here on out, I'm going to have to, you know, make each and every last second count in here.
As your Missouri State coach, I don't know if they're playing a game tonight or what their schedule is. Has she reached out to you, texted, called, anything?
Yeah, I haven't been on my phone, but she texted me throughout the day, and then they called me yesterday, but we had a game in Spirit Lake, so I missed their call. And I had when we came back, it was a late night. I had another TV interview, so it was just
it's got to be
crazy.
Just,
oh, it is.
You know, does that ever take its toll? You know, when Chris Bachman from KAYL wants to talk to you again, I got to talk to him again. I mean, does it ever get to be too much?
At first, it was overwhelming because it was like, all right, I got this interview, I got to talk on the radio, but I've honestly gotten used to it, and it's fun.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I did some adding here. If you guys are able to reach that state championship game, it would mean 6 more games. If you repeat as state champs, for you and your seniors in your 4 years, that would be 100 wins. If you can run the table from here on out, something special.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, we had a list of goals that we wrote down, and getting to 100 was one of those goals. And not a lot of teams, high school girls teams, can say that they've done that. So
yeah,
to win another state title and get that 100 win, it would be the cherry on top of all of this.
It'd be a great way to wrap up a senior year, and it's just been so special, and our time is running out here, Ellie. But what is it like for you? I see you have a Sharpie in your hand, for those listening in right now. How many autographs you sign, and how many, all these kids, girls and boys, that just look up to you?
Yeah, I've probably signed over 100 autographs so far tonight. It means a lot to me, because I know a lot of those kids look up to me. So I want them to also enjoy this moment and remember it, because it's been a really special night for not only me, but the entire town of Pocahontas and the school and my coaches and teammates and family.
And how special to have your dad as an assistant coach and mom, Carla, and congratulations. I'll see you in the tournament trail. And thanks so much for giving me a few minutes on what has been just a constant attention type day for you. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Ellie Ruffridge.